Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Oftentimes, a small business runs into difficulties when trying to compete with bigger companies. Our next guest says there could be several solutions, including one he calls a business health check. Sean Salisbury is a business consultant. He joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Sean, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me today.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit more about your company, what it is you do, and how you got into this business.
Absolutely. Salisbury Group is a small consulting firm here in South Carolina, specifically in the Charleston area. And what we focus on is what we call strategic transformation. So that's more about helping folks develop a strategy for long-term success. And then once that strategy is actually created, instead of having it sit on the shelf and collect dust, we engage in the transformative work of helping these organizations actually implement these strategic approaches to change their businesses for the long term. So I've been doing this work in strategy for about 20 years now. Most recently, I was an employee of a Big Four consultancy, and I came out of that, and I'm now doing the very same work on my own for about 40% less than you would pay a Big Four to do it.
All right. In my introduction, I mentioned that you like to conduct what you call a business health check. Tell us what that is.
It's so important, especially when you think about small businesses. It just gives you an outside view of how well your business is performing in its critical areas. And also, it highlights areas where you have challenges or have opportunities to do better. This health check is the beginning of our process and is clearly looking at what you say you do and how you perform from an operational perspective. And having this view with the recommendations that come from that health check, it really sets the stage for developing that strategic plan.
All right, so once you've dug a little deeper into this, what are some of the more common issues that you see?
A common problem that we often find is because a small business may be, you know, keenly focused on the day-to-day operations, one of the challenges they will typically have is with staffing. So sometimes, although you may be performing well, sometimes you will find that your staff is taxed. Your staff is exhausted because of all the hours it requires to work in a small business and to do more with less. So we often find that, or sometimes we find issues in the culture because of the high pressure, high stress situations in a lot of small businesses. Sometimes the culture suffers. So folks may be performing well, but are they actually well? In addition to that, there are also opportunities where a small business owner may be working hard, but may not have leveraged technology, automation, AI to assist with some things to lighten their load and bring in more automated processes to make their businesses run more smoothly. So the common problem is it has to deal with the employees within the small business, how much they're working, how much they're taxed, the culture that might result from that, that may not be so good. And then another common problem is around not utilizing some of the technology resources that are available to help make their businesses run more smoothly.
All right. Now let's say you've gone through all that and we've got the company good health-wise, but they're facing issues with sales. They're facing a lot of competition from the big guys. What would be some strategic tips that you would advise then?
Well, and again, that's all part of building the strategic plan. So again, I just want to be clear. Part of it is dealing with the problems and issues within the company. But then another part of it is like, what do you need to do to remain viable and to remain competitive? So one thing that we do is we go through that SWOT analysis and look at the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And sometimes those threats tend to be other companies who are doing similar work. So there, what we tend to do is help the company understand what makes them different, what makes them unique, what service do they provide that their competition is not providing.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for the information and for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sean Salisbury is a business consultant in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.